In the name of the Father, the Hijo, and the Espíritu Santo. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Teresa Jesus of Bernabé, my mother. Today we celebrate the feast day of one particular great saint within the Church. You know who she is? She has the same first name as my mother, Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. You know a little bit about her? She's a beautiful saint. Saint within the Church, who lived not very long ago, just in the beginning of the last century, was the beginning of her life. She was born at the beginning of the last century as a German. In Italian, we say testadura, which means thick skull. Because as Italians, we like to punch at the Germans a little bit. Say that they're those who have thick skulls because they don't understand what's going on, so you got to beat it through their heads, unlike the soft and smooth-headed Italians. So these Germans have this great saint to show for them. During that time, which was so difficult in the last century, when so many were going the way of nationalism that led to some of the greatest atrocities that have ever formed within this world through the Nazi evils that were there, particularly against the Jews, this Teresa Benedicta lived during those times. She herself was a Jew. But at the age of 14, so when she was Cynthia's age, she left the faith. She left her Jewish faith, that is. She said, I no longer believe in this God who is there, the God of this, the Torah of the Old Testament. I have nothing to do with him. He doesn't seem like a God who cares for us. And I don't care for him either, because I wish to be a woman of science. And so she was. She was brilliantly gifted in all of her university studies. In fact, she raised up to an age where she was one of the greatest, she worked for the greatest philosopher of her day, Husserl, Edmund Husserl, who was this one who was deeply engaged at the time within the philosophy of phenomenology, which is also something that Pope St. John Paul II, Karol Wojtyła, was greatly interested in during his times teaching in philosophy as well, not far from where she was. What they do is they stand and look at things from various perspectives and try to go around and around, considering other perspectives on a particular topic to see if that can give a deeper understanding of that thing, what it is, rather than questioning what the thing is in itself, see what it appears from the outside and look at it that way, an interesting way of looking at philosophy. And she was his best student. She was his best of all students. So here's the greatest thinker of the time, and she's the best student of his time, furthering his work in so many great ways. Well, one day, she picked up a particular text. A text on the life of St. Teresa of Avila. You know St. Teresa of Avila, Santa Teresa de Jesus, great saint of the Church, the Carmelite nun who reformed all the Carmelite monasteries in the 1500s at the time of the Protestant Rebellion. Finding her autobiography, she devoured it. In her own autobiography, she says that I read that in a single night. I couldn't put it down. So engaging it was. If you read it before, you should read it. It's in your language. It's easier to read in that way. It's a beautiful, beautiful work of art, the life of St. Teresa of Avila. And in reading it, she found who this man Jesus really was. And from that moment on, her life was changed. Her life was changed, and she could see the meaning in her being, the reason in existence, why life was as it was. And dealing with who this was, who God revealed himself to, this profound woman of learning, profound woman of her day, who transformed the world, and really, she said, the one who she encountered in this Jesus is encountering my own soul. And turning her look and her gaze away from her studies, eventually she saw that all that she was doing was less worthwhile than pursuing him, than finding Christ. That he was the reason for existence in itself, the one for whom her soul was made for. And so in that, she turned her mind away from studying the science of man, and as her greatest work is, she wrote the great work, The Science of the Cross. The Science of the Cross. And finding how everything within the world, everything within her life, everything within existence, which what she was examining through the philosophy of man, only made sense when put in the science or the knowledge of the cross. I want to read to you just one little passage from her great work, The Science of the Cross, to show you what she was really looking at. She writes this. She says, I beg the Lord to take my life and my death for all the concerns of the sacred hearts of Jesus and Mary in her holy church, especially for the preservation of our holy order in the Carmelites, particularly the Carmelite monasteries here in Cologne and Echt, as an atonement for the unbelief of the Jewish people, and for the Lord, that the Lord will be received by his own people in his kingdom shall come to glory, for the salvation of Germany and for the peace of the world, and at last for my loved ones, for those living and for those dead, for all God gave to me, that none of them shall go astray. She writes in this saying, this as she is knowing she's going to be taken away because she's of Jewish descent, that she's going to be stripped away from where she is by the Nazis and go to suffer a martyr's death. That's exactly what happened. But how did she frame her life? Seeing all that she'd done, all that she could have been, all that she could have been in the world's eyes, and even what she was doing so greatly within the monastery, she says, God, you who did so much upon the cross, take what I am going to go through and what our monasteries are going to go through here and let them be as a gift, as an offering, as a suffering which we're able to give that you can use so that you can bring my people, my Jewish people, back to you, to the fulfillment of the Messiah who is there. And then through our sufferings, to bring salvation particularly to my own family who was misled at certain points in their life and those who will come after me, you know, her own mother. Was so distraught, as any Jewish mother would be, that she left the faith. She left the faith just as we are distraught when our own family members do not carry on the faith. And what her mother said within her exasperation, she said, I wish this Jesus that you speak of, I wish you never met the man. And yet, St. Teresa Benedicta said, this is the only man that matters. Because, Mom, even though you wish I would have never met him, he's the only one who can bring you to where you want to go. Find your life's meaning only with him. And so I put that to you. Find something in the life of St. Teresa Benedicta where she sacrificed everything for following Christ, that he was the only man that mattered within the entire universe, particularly within her own life. So for those of us who are unmarried, well, that's us who are here on this half of the room right there, well, to find our meaning in that encounter with he who is the man of God, to find that relationship to be the greatest relationship that ever is within those of us who are married, or maybe God is calling to marriage in some day, to find that meaning in the Lord in which we offer the sufferings in which we give for those who will come after us within our children, but also for those of us who have also come before us in our parents who are not following God, or are those who are our brothers and sisters doing the same thing. To find meaning in the sacrifices in which we ourselves give. It is proper that you, Lily, would do this last reading with us before you go to college. Take something of St. Teresa Benedicta with you in there. To give yourself fully to the studies which the Lord has indeed given you, and that great brilliance which he has begun within you. But to recognize that no matter how much you use the brilliance which God has given you in the labors of men to do great things, which certainly the Lord is calling you to do, to subjugate all that, to lay it at the feet of Jesus. Because the science, or rather, as the word science means, the knowledge of Christ and his cross, indeed, is the only thing that matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.